Greetings, fellow Federationists. Tonight is Tuesday, September 3, 2024, and this is Presidential Release number 541. And here we are in September, entering a new season of change, a new season of action, and a new season of building for the National Federation of the Blind. We just got done with our leadership seminar this past weekend, our 96th leadership seminar. So really great group of emerging leaders. And we have for the next day or so here at our national office, we're proud to be hosting the Caravan for Disability Freedom and Justice. And coming up later in September, got a lot of things going on. The weekend of September 19th, we'll be hosting our new cohort of our Teachers of Tomorrow program with 20 participants from 15 of our affiliates. And that same weekend, we'll be hosting the 2024-25 class of the Kenneth Jernigan Leadership and Service Program, where we'll have 16 individuals representing 16 of our affiliates. So a lot of building going on here this month and into the last quarter of the year. I have a lot to talk about this evening, but I want to start by highlighting voting. Of course, September 16th is National Voter Registration Day, and we're a real champion for that. We do want to encourage all blind people to get registered to vote and then get out to vote. It's important that we as blind people exercise our rights and also our voice in the political process, whatever that is for you. And it's really important that we use the voting systems that are out there. We demand our accessible ballots, either at the polls or absentee. You can learn more about the voting process in your state through the NFB resources. Really, the National Federation of the Blind should be the place that you send people for information, blind people for information about resources related to voting, including we have a series of videos demonstrating how to use ballot marking devices of various types and how to get access to those machines. You can get access to the latest news in the election cycle on NFB Newsline, of course, and then we have resources by state available. All of that is on our website, and it's a really simple URL to send people to, nfb.org/vote. That's the place to send people and find information. Encourage blind people in your community to get registered to vote. Help them register to vote. A great day to do that for our chapters and affiliates would be September 17th. Now, also, I do want to remind you to put on your calendar for November, besides Election Day, make sure that you put a marker down to fill out our blind voters survey. Since 2008, we've been collecting information about the experience of blind voters and using that in our advocacy efforts. So you're participating in that, whether your experience is outstanding, fully accessible, or really horrible, is important because that gives us data we can use in our advocacy efforts. So let's all get prepared to vote in this very important upcoming election and series of elections across the country. Now, I want to talk to you for a moment about the presidential release. It's sort of unusual to talk to you about it when we're right here in it. The presidential release since the early 1970s has been a monthly forum for engagement between the members of the Federation and their elected president, our elected president. And it's intended to communicate information across our national movement so that we all have a common bond that we can share. We all can be focused on important issues, and it allows us an avenue for our elected president to speak directly to the members and to encourage you to recognize that you can speak and engage and give feedback to our elected president. And I can tell you that over the last decade, I've found it an important avenue for members to be able to get to know me and my voice before I show up at a convention or engage with people at national convention. And people do reach out as a result of the presidential release. And it's a really great way for us to communicate to Federation members that we truly mean it when we talk about having elected leaders who are responsive to the people. In April 2020, of course, we built this new format, which we've continued to offer since that time as a monthly vehicle for us to get together live. It was interesting at the beginning, a little different, but we've settled into a nice routine and we keep doing some new stuff. And we've tried to make a recorded version of this live event available to chapters on a monthly basis. And I have been asking about what we can do to further sharpen, enhance that work. And so as a result of the feedback from you across the nation, we will be changing our recorded presidential release, and we'll be changing it to have the recorded release played monthly at chapter meetings be a specific packaged message to be played at chapter meetings. It may or it may not intersect with this live event. And our goal will be to continue to offer this live platform so we can have interactive discussions and get timely information out. But we're going to repackage the recorded version. Now, we will continue to offer the live event, of course, on YouTube. You'll be able to get it on our YouTube channel, and we will continue to podcast it as well. The chapter recording, our goal will be that it will be available by the first of the month. Our target has been the first Saturday, but we're going to be now shooting for the first of the month, recognizing that some chapters may be meeting before the first Saturday. And I would ask that every chapter play the recorded release. Many of you already do. But I know that with the live release, that has slipped a little bit in some places. So I'm asking all chapters to plan for it in your agenda, plan to play the presidential release, and there will be times when we'll build components into it so that it can spark discussion, conversation as part of the chapter meeting. We will be working to keep that recording to 15 minutes or less. That's our commitment. We're going to see how it works out. Obviously, if we have something very, very pressing and complicated that really needs to be out there, we will exceed that. But that's going to be our commitment. And it does mean that these live events are going to become even more important for timely announcements, information, Federation family news that is not going to happen in the recorded release. So we've been listening, and we think this new format's going to present some possibilities. So watch for those resources in October, and especially pay attention to when our next presidential release live will be, because it won't be on the first of the month. Now, for some time, we have been discussing the fact that both of the leading rideshare companies, Lyft and Uber, are failing to meet their obligations to ensure that their drivers are not discriminating against blind individuals, especially those of us who use guide dogs. It is time for us to take the next increased action to try to get change in both of these companies and to bring awareness in the public of this issue. We announced last month, and so I'm announcing it for the first time here on the presidential release, that next month in October, we will have a rideshare rally at the Lyft and Uber headquarters on October 15th, 2024, in San Francisco, California. And our effort to turn up the heat is working. There was a story actually on NBC Nightly News last Thursday about this issue and naming the National Federation of the Blind and the work that the Department of Justice is doing looking at this. We need every affiliate to work to have representation at our rideshare rally in California. Uber and Lyft are not meeting their responsibilities, and we want to be out on the streets, create awareness so that these companies can meet a number of requests. This, of course, includes that drivers must not discriminate. They must pick up and transport blind passengers. Secondly, rideshare companies need to have a zero tolerance policy for violators of their policies and refusing to transport blind individuals. Rideshare companies must do all they can to reduce the burden that's placed on blind people when they are discriminated against and attempt to report an incident. Way too hard, way too complicated. The burden should not be on the person who's discriminated against. Also, rideshare companies must deliver better driver education on the policies and laws relating to passengers who are blind, especially passengers using guide dogs. So you can join our demonstration to protest the rideshare discrimination that has been happening for far, far too long. And look, I know all of you have been very patient. We have been working to try to get Uber and Lyft to do the right thing, to try to get them to move faster, to try to negotiate. But the time has come for us to turn up the heat. And the only way we can do that is if you show up in San Francisco to help out. We are asking that those who are interested in participating, that you would express your interest in participating by filling out a form on our website that can get you into the communication channels for this as we're working out the details. We don't want to put all of the secrets out there as the plans come together and we put in place what we need to. So please let us know as soon as possible. And the way you do that is by submitting the interest form for the rideshare rally, which can be found on our homepage at nfb.org. Some of the exact details about where things will start and how we'll be coming, and we are currently still negotiating a hotel for those of you who need lodging in the San Francisco area. We will have transportation available. The form asks you if you need a room, and that's very helpful because that will allow us to plan for what kind of room block we'll need at the hotel. So please complete the interest form very soon. I know many of you already have. Share it with your friends. Get folks to come out. And of course, we want individuals who have guide dogs to come, definitely. But it's not limited just to those individuals. Any Federationist can come. And I do encourage each of our affiliates to make sure that we have more than one person represented. So we have a very good group there in San Francisco. I'm looking forward to it. I happened to be in San Francisco with my mom last month. And so I took the opportunity to stroll by the Uber and Lyft headquarters, scout things out. It's going to be a nice location for us to create some awareness. Looking forward to being out on the streets to create awareness for White Cane Awareness Day 2024. Now, a number of other topics to cover. One of them relates to the Ability One program and National Industries for the Blind. In June, I sent a letter to the leaders in Congress reaffirming the Federation's position that Congress should not create any kind of new mandate to provide a guarantee increase in the percentage of government contracts, especially Department of Defense contracts that go to the Ability One program. That's not a new position for the Federation. We've held this position for a long time. It is and has been our position for many years that significant reforms need to happen in the Ability One program before we could support Congress creating a mandate and an increase in the program. The first of those changes that we've been calling for, well, since 1940, is the elimination, of course, of the 14C provision in the Fair Labor Standards Act. Now, it is to the credit of the current commissioners of the Ability One program that they've been able to get that provision to really have some teeth to it and to go into effect. It's been something that's been worked on for a long time. Obviously, it should have happened a long time ago. But there are many, many more reforms that need to happen to improve this program for people with disabilities. It has come to my attention that some of the local National Industries for the Blind associated agencies are now telling, I guess I would say threatening, Federation members that because of the Federation's position and our action in Congress, that individual blind people's jobs are in jeopardy at the local level. This is simply not true. We have never advocated for a reduction in the Ability One program or for the elimination of contracts that would impact blind people's jobs or, for that matter, other people with disabilities. This is the same claim that's been used against us related to 14C. It's not true. Nothing stops these agencies from going out and competing for more contracts. As a matter of fact, there is not a limit on the contracts that these agencies can get from the government. They're now currently getting about 0.5%, a little more than 0.5% from the Department of Defense, which is a huge, huge number on an annual basis. The misinformation is simply a game intended to divide Federation members from the leaders and to create dissension in our movement. Don't believe it. It's completely irresponsible for these agencies to threaten Federation members because we want quality reform in this program. Furthermore, a number of these agencies have threatened to pull their sponsorship support or exhibit support from affiliate conventions simply as a way to get sympathy for their position. Don't believe it. And if they need to take their money and don't want to be part of the local convention, tell them, see you later. Don't sell out blind people. Our federation would never, under any circumstances, work to eliminate jobs for blind people. But we're working to create a future where competitive integrated employment is the standard. And we need to press forward with reform of the Ability One program. This is going to help blind people and all people with disabilities. Also, don't let these agencies make you think that the policies aren't sent by the members themselves. It's the members of the Federation acting in our convention that set the policies that we're pursuing. It's not some grand group of people sitting in a room somewhere in Baltimore that's made these decisions. I appreciate those Federation leaders across the country who have raised this to our attention. I have sent a letter to the CEO of National Industries for the Blind and also the chair of the Association of the NIB Agencies to discuss this issue. They haven't responded to the letter yet, but I suspect they will and will be prepared to talk to them. But I would encourage you not to buy into the spin, to stick with blind people and to stick with our efforts to raise expectations. If you have any questions, I'd be happy for you to reach out to me or you can reach out to one of our governmental affairs specialists. If you are in a local NIB agency and you are receiving retaliation because of the position that the Federation has taken, please let us know. Now on to something a little more positive and fun is how we're going to break some barriers and take a little action in the month of November to create opportunities for blind people. I'd like to thank our National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, which is leading an NFB team to build the Federation family and make connections for our end-of-year fundraising campaign. NOPBC cordially invites you to join the NFB Bay Bridge Run Team. Every member across the country can participate. Once a year, pedestrians can cross the Chesapeake Bay Bridge here in Maryland. This year, you can do so and build a bridge to the future to connect people within the organized blind movement. You are invited to join Team NFB, led by our NOPBC board, to walk or run across the Bay Bridge. And you can do so either in person or you can participate in Team NFB virtually, which is a great way for everybody across the country to help out. You can register for the team National Federation of the Blind Dreamers, which will be part of this effort. National Federation of the Blind Dreamers. And if you are going to register, the registration cost for the Bay Bridge event will be reduced to $65 for each team member. Our goal is for every team member who registers to also raise at least $300 to go to benefit the National Federation of the Blind in our end-of-year fundraising campaign. The deadline to register will be November 1st. We don't have all of the information together when I'm recording this release, and so I'm going to encourage you to look for more information on our webpage. It will be there in about a week, and so please watch for emails. It will tell you about how to participate in person, but also virtually, and it sounds like a fun thing to do. Also, our outreach group here at the National Office will be holding an information session sometime in the coming weeks. So watch for that information if you want to get on Zoom and hear about the Bay Bridge effort and what it might mean to participate in person or virtually. And of course, every member of the Federation is encouraged to help raise money for our end of the year campaign. So please consider coming out on November 10th, 2024, and be part of the National Federation of the Blind Dreamers team on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Yes, sticking with the theme of being active, I want to acknowledge that the Paralympics are currently going on in Paris with over 4,400 athletes, among them, of course, many blind Paralympians competing in goalball and archery and judo and all sorts of other categories. NFB is proudly rooting for Team USA. And of course, we have a number of our members who are competing in this year's Paralympics. So we send them an extra special boost of positive athletic energy as the Paralympics happen. You can find the schedule and information about the Paralympics by going to teamusa.com, teamusa.com. Best wishes to all of the Paralympians from the members of the National Federation of the Blind. I do have just a few Federation family notes to share with you on this release. I regret to inform you of the passing of Glenn Baker from Florida, who passed away on Thursday, August 22nd, after battling cancer for some time. Glenn was a longtime member. He first joined the Federation in our Arkansas affiliate and later moved to Florida, where he has been very active along with his wife Kay in the Jacksonville chapter. Kay continues to serve as the chapter president there. In Georgia, we've learned of the passing of Charles Ledrister, who passed away on September 1st, 2024, at his home in Jonesboro, Georgia. He was serving in his first term on the affiliate board and had been a leader and very active in the local chapter. And finally, from Ohio, we learned of the passing of Henry Butler Jr. on August 29th, 2024. He was a dedicated member of our Cleveland chapter. Please keep all of these members and those we may not have known about, their family and friends, in your thoughts and prayers. I do have one joyous piece of news for this release, which is that Tina and Nick Reisner celebrated the birth of their daughter on August 5th, 2024 at 2:08 a.m. Abigail Jeanne Reisner weighed in at 8.13 pounds and measuring 21 inches long. I should say that the Reisners live in the great state of Utah, and I'm told that everybody is doing well. And so I'd like to welcome Abigail as the newest member of the National Federation of the Blind. Pam, over to you.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Join us for the next presidential release live on Tuesday, October 15th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern and 5:30 p.m. Pacific, live from San Francisco. You can contact President Riccobono at 410-659-9314 or via email at officeofthepresident@nfb.org. Thank you so much. And I will pass it back to you, President Riccobono.
Thank you very much, Pam. That does bring me to the end of an intense and information-packed presidential release, talking about a season of change, a season of action, and a season of building capacity. I can't think of a better way to end, but with some more customary endings from students that were in our Louisiana Bell Academy. So here are some offerings, customary endings from Amelia, Serenity, and Emerson. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.
Why did Cinderella got kicked off the soccer team?
Why?
Because she ran away from the ball.
But you call noodles of a cold.
What?
Macaroni and cheese.
What kind of shoes do robots wear?
What kind?
Reboots.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 410-659-9314. Office of the President at nfb.org. Follow President Riccobono on Mastodon. Just search for @president@nfb.social. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.